This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says government has initiated a result-oriented approach with set timelines. Finance Minister says government celebrating its first year in office with significant strides in economic sector. Home Minister orders probe into unauthorized travelers on Prime Minister's Spain trip. And at least 30 people killed in clashes in southern Syria as authorities send forces to de-escalate the situation. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said that the government has initiated a result-oriented approach with set timelines marking the first anniversary of the CPN-UML and Nepali Congress coalition government. Prime Minister Oli emphasized that national pride projects have gained momentum and the practice of completing work within deadlines has begun, a trend absent in the past. He noted that significant legal amendments have simplified citizen services, with a shift toward online delivery to replace traditional queues. The Prime Minister acknowledged positive economic indicators but admitted much work remains. He stressed that the government's focus is now on essential tasks to drive development and improve service delivery. Meanwhile, the government is celebrating its first year in office with significant strides in the economic sector. Speaking on the anniversary, Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel highlighted the creation of an investment-friendly environment and accelerated legal reforms to boost the economy. To address challenges in revenue collection, increasing capital expenditure and exiting the FATF grey list, the government formed a high-level economic reforms commission to drive actionable changes. He said the private sector's grievances are being actively addressed, fostering greater confidence. The economy grew by 4.61% this fiscal year, up from 3.87% last year, with the national economy expanding by 4 trillion rupees. Revenue collection rose by 197 billion rupees and remittances surged by 15.5% to 1,532 billion rupees. Over 30 billion rupees in past liabilities were cleared and multi-year contract processes were streamlined to support development. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has ordered a fair investigation into the matter of individuals outside the official delegation accompanying Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli during the official visit to Spain. The Home Minister's Secretariat stated that Minister Lekhak directed Home Secretary Gokarnamani Duwari and Inspector General of Police Deepak Thapa to probe who went to Spain, the process followed and the institutions involved. The investigation will also cover how visit visas were arranged. The Central Investigation Bureau and the Human Traffic Investigation Bureau of the police will conduct a thorough probe. Minister Lekhak emphasized those found guilty will face action. Prime Minister Oli visited Spain on the 28th of June. Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, has urged its party members to actively mobilize for humanitarian assistance during a natural disaster. Issuing a press statement today, the acting chair of the party, Dol Prasad Arial, called upon all levels of party's committees, departments and members to actively engage in reducing potential disaster and to support the victims of those disasters. The party has further urged the concerned sites to be ready for rapid rescue, effective distribution of relief and other humanitarian assistance and efforts. A 14-member Nepali delegation is in Israel for Muni Expo 2025, Israel's premier municipal conference, to be held from the 15th to 17th of July. Organized by the Federation of Local Governments, the event themed Local Compass focuses on crisis response, local national coordination and combating anti-Semitism. The delegation, including senior officials from the Ministry of Urban Development, National Planning Commission and mayors, will engage with over 150 Israeli and international companies to explore smart city technology and urban resilience solutions. The delegation will also visit the Nova Festival site, where Hamas killed hundreds, including 10 Nepali nationals at Kibbutz Elumim on the 7th of October 2023. Hamas currently holds 50 hostages, including Nepali citizen Bipin Joshi. Through workshops and partnerships, Israeli experts will share tools to enhance Nepal's municipal efficiency, waste management, and community resilience, fostering long-term collaboration to empower local governance. The beekeeping development program at Bhandara in Chitwan has first-time produced queen bees through artificial insemination. 5 queen bees have been produced through this technology with the technical assistance of the beekeeping experts from USA's University of Florida, according to the program chief Sujan Amagai. The queen bee is the only fertile female in a honeybee colony, which is responsible for laying eggs in beehives. The breeding of queen bees through artificial technology is aimed at improving the breed of bees. You're listening to 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. At least 30 people have been killed in clashes in southern Syria as authorities sent forces to de-escalate the situation. Scores of people were also injured in the violence between Bedouin Sunni tribes and fighters from the Druze religious minority in the city of Soueta. Syria's interior ministry said at least 30 people were killed, while the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, a war monitor, put the death toll at 37. Fights between different minority groups has escalated since the collapse of the Assad regime in December. A new Islamic-led government is working to establish control within the country, which remains in a fragile situation. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that the U.S. will send various pieces of very sophisticated military equipment to Ukraine. Speaking on Sunday night, the U.S. President confirmed the equipment will include Patriot missile defense systems, which Ukraine desperately need. President Trump also criticized Russia's President Vladimir Putin, saying he was really surprised by his action. He talks nice and he bombs everyone in the evening. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said last week that U.S. had resumed military supplies to Ukraine as Russian aerial attacks intensified. Trump said that the U.S. would be reimbursed 100% for the latest supplies. Meanwhile, the U.S. envoy to Ukraine, Keith Kellogg, has arrived in Kyiv, hugging Zelensky's chief of staff as he stepped off from the train. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi Province, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province and Sudar Paschim Province, along with the hilly regions of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province and Karnali Province. Also, even in this peak monsoon season, there are still chances of a light snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines, once again. Prime Minister Gabriel Sharma Oli says government has initiated a result-oriented approach with set timelines. Finance Minister says government celebrating its first year in office with significant strides in economic sector. Home Minister orders probe into unauthorized travelers on Prime Minister's Spain trip. And at least 30 people killed in clashes in southern Syria as authorities send forces to de-escalate the situation. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.